smacks of familiarity. But it is a dangerous text, and I invite you to lean into the discomfort and to buckle your seatbelts and find yourself where you are on your own journey this day. Listen for the word of God as it comes to us from Matthew, the 25th chapter. And when the Son of God comes in his glory and all the angels with them, he will sit on the throne, and all the nations will be gathered before him. And he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. And then the ruler will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed of God, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you as a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And then the ruler will answer, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me." And then he will say to those on his left hand, "You are accused, depart from me into eternal fire prepared for you by the devils and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. I was naked, and you did not give me clothing. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." And then they will also answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" And then he will answer, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did not do this to the least of these, you did not do it to me." And then they will go into eternal punishment, and the righteous into eternal life. This is the fourth of the parables that Jesus talks about. And it turns out that this is the last Sunday in this liturgical year. We begin Advent next year, or next week. And this is not a text I ever would have chosen. I don't like these texts. They're uncomfortable to me. They make me uncomfortable. But when I begin to think about it, I can say, you know, I know who the sheep and the goats are. I have a friend who told me that they used to raise sheep and goats together and they would pasture them together. But when it came nighttime, they would feed them separately. Just ask me. I know who the sheep and goats are. Barack Obama, he's a sheep. Mary Fallon, she's a goat. I know who the sheep and the goats are. I know. But then I look in the mirror and I go to shave my face in the morning and I recognize that there's so much goatness in me that I'm barely able to see if there's a sheep that lives there. We live in a world where we're called to live in God's kingdom, in God's reign. And that's difficult to do because we look around and everyone's acting the way we think they shouldn't. I remember when I was growing up, people would invite me to do something. I'd go ask my mom if I could do it. And she said, "No, you can't do that." And I go, "But all my friends are doing it." And she would always have the same response. "What does that have to do with me? I'm not raising those raggedy little kids. I'm raising you. And this is about you." And so when we see everyone doing all the wrong things, everyone just jumping into the consumer bandwagon for Christmas. Everyone saying, I want more, I want more, I want more. Everyone wasting and wasting and wasting. People ignoring children. People ignoring one another. And we're called to live into God's kingdom. And there's a part of me that wants to say, but no one else is doing it. And then I hear my mom's voice saying, what does that have to do with you? We are always called to live as if God's reign is right here. And that means the hard work. It means forgiving when you don't want to forgive. It means turning the other cheek. It means getting on your knees and praying for that person that you just as soon push in front of a bus and tell Jesus that they tripped. It means doing the hard work of Christianity. Because Christianity, as I've told you before, is a very, very easy religion until you take it seriously. C.S. Lewis wrote, God is of no importance unless God is of complete importance. So on this Sunday, before Thanksgiving, maybe this text is most important. That we pay attention to what we do have. That we share it with one another. That we find the least of these, and we welcome them. We feed them. We clothe them. And you know what? A lot of people will be getting all excited about feeding someone on Thanksgiving Day and feeding someone on Christmas Day, but there are hungry people, and they need to eat 365 days a year, not just 2 days a year. And so I am grateful to this church for the work that the food pantry does. I am grateful to you for providing money and food for a food pantry. And on this Thanksgiving, pay attention to what's there. Pay attention to who's around the table. Pay attention to what you have. And share it generously with one another. I don't think this parable is about sheep and goats. I think it's about inviting us to look into our hearts and to say, God, what part of me needs to be converted? A minister that had written one of the commentaries wrote in his commentary that a woman had requested that during the prayers that God would get rid of ISIS for all the evil that they've been doing in the Middle East. And then in his pastoral prayer, he prayed that we would stop dropping bombs with drones. We all live together, and the world desperately needs your light. The world desperately needs what you can give. The world desperately needs your voice, your love. And when we share it with the least of these, we share it with Christ. Remember that. Amen. I want to invite